And we have a wonderful guest with us. Next on the show, on the occasion of Independence Day, I'm joined by a very special guest, Professor Anita Faf, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose's daughter. She makes an appeal on India's 75th year to bring back her father's ashes, which have been stored in the Renkoji Temple in Japan for all of these decades. Anita Bose Faf joins us.
With histories of similar struggles in other parts of the world, you will realize that we in India have lacked one thing and one thing alone. We need a strength, an organization whereby we can meet force with force. I am confident that with the help of my countrymen in East Asia, I shall be able to organize such a gigantic force.
Professor Anita Faf joins us. Thank you, ma'am. Wonderful to speak to you once again. And I think this is the point that needs to be repeated. So I'll ask you a question we've discussed in the past. Why has it taken so many decades? Why in so many decades has every successive government in India not been willing to bring back your father's ashes to India? Why?
I think the main reason is that there was a controversy in the amongst the public and also within my family. Some of my relatives and also many of the followers of Netaji were very upset when they got the news of his death in 1945. And these were sort of very unsettled times. It was just the end of World War II. And people were uncertain whether he really had died when the report came, which was in the, I think, on the 22nd of August 1945. The news came that he had died as a consequence of a plane crash in on the 18th of August 1945. And if we keep in mind that on the 15th, Japan capitulated, and the Tenno, the emperor, made a speech to his people for the first time in history, and this was a totally traumatic situation. And those who really had high hopes for Netaji, they were not people who wished him ill or anything, said, well, maybe once again he has made an escape, because he had very adventurous escapes before that. And so for a while this kept on as an uncertainty. And even later on, when we became privy to the results of the investigations of his death in 1945 and 46, I mean, they had been classified for many years, then some people sort of kept on hoping that he might have survived. Of course, now we know, even if he had survived, which I believe he did not, he would be long dead, because this is the 125th birth anniversary of Netaji. So I think it was this uncertainty of the time that also made all the governments hesitant to take a step in that direction, because they felt they had nothing to gain.
And so, ma'am, sure. And ma'am, my primary question, and this is to all of our viewers tonight, as a daughter, what is your appeal to the government of India? Why do you think it is a national tragedy that Netaji's ashes are not in the country of his birth?
We all know that Netaji had been a very dedicated leader in the independence struggle, and his country was his greatest love, and there was nothing he wished for more than seeing his country independent, and of course to live in an independent India. The tragedy is that even after India became independent, even if you could say under circumstances that he would not have approved of, that is the partition, he was not granted the boon to live in free India. And at least I think bringing back his remains would sort of be a homecoming.
It would indeed, ma'am. And hopefully that day will arrive when those ashes do come back to India after a DNA test, of course. which you welcome. You welcome a DNA test because you believe the science is strong, it is reliable, and that will indisputably prove one way or the other whether those ashes at the Renkoji Temple near Tokyo are indeed his ashes, right? DNA testing?
It should be possible to, with the advanced methods that we have today, that even though after cremation, bones are charred and it is difficult to extract DNA, but I think the techniques are advanced enough that today we have a chance that we might get a DNA test. And I personally don't need it for my own conviction, but I think those who had their doubts but who are amenable to rational arguments and to scientific proof, at least they should be convinced that these are his remains and that they can bring him home in
where he belongs. It's wonderful speaking to you, and I hope someone's listening, and I hope sooner than later this dream, not just your dream, a dream for so many Indians is realized. Thank you, ma'am, very much.
Thank you
and
very
a happy
much.
Independence Day to you, ma'am.
Happy Independence Day and Jai Hind to all of you.
Thank you, ma'am.